Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Saints football is almost here. Thank God. Saints Happy Hour needs your support. We need money to buy the finest meats and cheeses to pay Thomas in Poland. We need money to buy show intros like Sean Payton and to have mediocre audio. Supporting Saints Happy Hour gives you the best Saints podcast every day. Access to our private Discord channel to talk Saints 24/7. And the world-famous booze bundle with 4 swag items. Annual patrons get a month for free. So go sign up at saintshappyhour.com and support the show. Do it. Go right now. Go to saintshappyhour.com.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Saints Happy Hour podcast. Everybody's here tonight. Thanks for everybody making time for us. I want to pick up, before we start, Dave, I want to thank you for taking busy time out of your schedule of trying to convince people on Twitter to give you free stuff, watching the Islanders, and stuffing your face with candy. You wrote us a jingle that Thomas will get to later. So thank you for that.
I can't believe that everybody's actually going to hear this piece of garbage.
Oh no. Thomas cleaned it up. He's got video. It's going to be amazing.
Oh my God. Oh God.
Don't sell yourself short, Dave. Well, it's beautiful.
I haven't seen the video. This will be a first for me, just like it is for everybody else.
This?
And also just to defend myself.
Defend yourself?
For it. It was kindly offered, and I am definitely going to say yes if you're going to send me your salami package. And the Islanders. Oh, wait, let's talk about the Islanders, too. Sorry. Because up until, you know, last week, you guys were just humoring me and letting me just give a quick Islanders update. But it's actually now relevant to the Saints and to our podcast.
Oh, here we go.
It is. The Saints Twitter account tweeted about it today. The Saints played today.
I don't understand.
They are now in the conference finals, and they just won game one against the Lightning. So they're up 1-0. I am booked, and I have tickets. I am going to be in Nassau Coliseum for game 4 on Saturday. I'm flying back home, and I'm going to be there.
Notice how he defines New York as home.
That's right.
Well, I mean, I'm going back.
That's enough Islander.
What am I supposed to?
No, it is home. I mean, you could be a Saints fan and still in New York.
I mean, New Orleans is my home. I've lived in New Orleans longer than I've lived on Long Island. But I mean, I did grow up on Long Island. My parents are there. I'm going to visit my parents and my family and whatever. But just a little background. The Islanders played the Bruins in the last series, the previous series. And after winning a game, the Bruins coach was frustrated and he was upset with the officiating and the refereeing because he felt like all the calls went for the Islanders and went against the Bruins. And he made an offhand remark about how, they're not the New York Saints, they're the New York Islanders. And that was it. And then the internet did the rest. And
there you go.
The New Orleans Saints official Twitter account ran with it and started retweeting stuff. And so now, by the grace of God, my two favorite sports teams are like are like brother and sister now. They're
Thomas,
like
you need
up.
The you need
like,
the picture of the you need the
it
picture
doesn't
of the
even
two
make
hands
sense.
Shaking. It doesn't. Well, it does, kind of does.
The refs screw the Saints. They don't help the Saints out. Do well, I need no. to remind you of Tommy Lee Lewis, the Los Angeles Rams, the NFC Championship?
They're not comparing the teams because they get the same officiating benefits or non-benefits. They're just comparing the teams just because the guy happened to call them the New York Saints.
I vehemently protest the idea of the Saints and the Islanders being akin based on favorable calls.
They're not. Nobody is saying that. You're the only one saying that. You're wrong.
I am protesting the Bruins coach's original comments that say, we're not talking about the New York Saints here.
Right.
The Saints get screwed.
He wasn't. Okay? But
they suffered the most egregious referee decision. Like, if anything, the Bruins are like the Saints.
He wasn't referring to the Saints, the football team. He was referring to the actual Catholic Saints.
Kevin, what's the worst?
He's saying they're not altar boys.
A worse tag team in history than Saints and Islanders. What would be a worse tag team than that?
I don't know. The Clippers and the Nets?
No, I was thinking wrestling, like a worse wrestling tag team than that.
Oh.
Kevin, is Kevin deep in thought?
No, I mean, look, man, if the Islanders pull this off and win the Stanley Cup, I mean.
Very, very possible.
You'd have as unlikely a pairing as the colossal connection of the late 80s of Haku and Andre the Giant. Wow. So take your pick on which is
the Islanders win the Stanley Cup, I'm gonna tell my wife when she goes to Vegas
to
put huge money on Winston being MVP, because clearly the Saints.
Shout out to Jerry, happy birthday! That's right. In the chat, his birthday's tomorrow, but you know, some of our listeners, Tomas, for example, it's already Monday in Poland, right? Right, Thomas.
Thomas is busy.
Eric, good talking to you.
Good talking.
You know what? It's better this way, Thomas.
Check the timestamp in Poland. It's Monday.
Hey, Tomas, check the timestamp on this.
Let me.
Happy birthday, Jerry, in Poland.
All right. But just to put a bow on everything with the Islanders, look, I know a lot of our fans probably don't even know anything about hockey, and they're certainly not Islanders fans, but.
God
look,
willing.
Get on board. Get on board with this. This is
Do
great.
They have a catch slogan? Like, did the Islanders have a slogan?
They have a thing like yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
How many markers did it take to think of that? Jesus Christ.
You're really selling us on this day.
I don't know. I can't think of anything else.
I thought the Astros for the H was bad, but yes, managed to be worse.
I'm having some Saints Islander crossover themed shirts made for when I go to the game on Saturday, and I am hell bent on getting the Hoot At chant started at the Nassau Coliseum. But we're gonna change Saints to Isles, obviously.
You better get.
I am hell bent
on
getting
that
started.
Shit.
No, you're gonna. You're not gonna need video. You can watch the broadcast, and you'll be able to hear it on your TV screen. Okay, that is my goal. My promise to you is that I am. I'm not saying I'm going to be able to do it, but I am going to definitely give it a try and try to make it happen as best I can.
Are we going to be able to tune into this game on something other than Versus?
They're all on NBC.
It'll be on the Peacock Premium stream, Kevin.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
you can get a free subscription for a month, and then they whack you with $60.99 after that.
Hey, Dave, very nice of you to actually rep this team that you love so much. I'm the one that's actually wearing blue and orange here.
That's right.
Yeah, I know.
So now that we're the number, we did enough Islanders talk to make us a top 10 Islander podcast on Chartable.
In Malta
and on Chartable. So the Saints news actually this week. They did something magical. They gave Lattimore the Taysom Hill special of $130 million in Monopoly money. And
You said it on our locker room chat, which, by the way, people should download the locker room app and join us every Wednesday. You said we should have been ready for this. No one saw it coming that they would do this again, but we totally should have been ready for this, that of course the Saints were going to use voidable years to create cap space so they could sign their draft picks. We were asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, I remember Underhill put a tweet out there like, something's got to give. Like, the Saints have, you know, 7 cents in cap room. Therefore, a move has to happen. They either need to do a long-term deal with one of the guys on a one-year contract. We're talking about Lattimore, Marcus Williams, or Ramchick. Or they need to cut a guy. But he forgot what was behind mystery door number three. I think we all did. Which is Loomis's modus operandi. It's literally his go-to move. It's like, of course he was going to add ghost years to a contract. That's what he does. Like, how could we have thought that anything else was on the table besides ghost years?
I mean, Kevin, right? They need to give this to everybody. It should be like a onboarding thing for the Saints. Like, everybody should get 4 years, $120 million. They need to keep doing this, right? And up the ridiculousness.
I feel like every guy on the roster should have ghost years.
Yeah, that actually sounds like a good – that should maybe be, you know, Loomis math and now ghost years. He's collecting some nicknames, and frankly, I like it. I look forward to our fantasy football league in the fall where somebody inevitably makes their team name ghost years or something.
Ralph, do we have an update on our ranking in Malta?
We are number six in Malta. Malta is falling. They're falling down on the job. They're disappointing us. I mean, it's
way down.
I mean, I'm not saying
welcome to Uganda.
I'm not saying it's a tragedy, but I'm saying it's a tragedy. That we're not.
Tomas, you're gonna have to launch a brand new campaign somewhere else to make progress. We can't. Uganda. We can't be dropping like this.
He wants Uganda.
I want. Yeah, Thomas.
So who's our buddy that we had on the show from Malta?
Miguel,
of course. Miguel, man, you need to download more episodes. Slipping.
Fire up the VPN again.
Yeah. Kevin, I feel like the media, I know they're desperate to cover things, right? They want to pretend like this mini camp for the Saints is actually a thing. But there's no practices. It's just dudes in meetings and weightlifting, and they're trying to make it out like they're covering it like it's a regular mini camp, and it's no such thing. And it's just weird that they're talking to these players, they're talking to Sean Payton, and there's no practices to cover. Am I losing my mind that the media is in like full, like, I don't even know what you call it. They want it to be minicamp, but it's not, and it's just weird the way they're covering the Saints this week, pretending that this is actually minicamp when it's no such thing.
I mean, look, these TV stations are likely all owned by larger corporations, and so any sports department, any local sports department at your local TV station is trying to justify or find something to do to get coverage to justify the smaller and smaller amount of time that they get on their late afternoon and evening broadcasts. I've seen I've watched sports coverage erode down to you know under 5 minutes in an hour-long newscast.
Right, man, with New Orleans, when they have a hurricane, and so, sports gets 30 seconds.
And so what I'm – so you throw that into the drop in what the professional – what the big-time leagues will allow local media to cover. Local media is saying, we have to get something. We have to get something, anything from – the big sports, because that's apparently what people will cover more or will pay attention to more. So they'll try and make hay out of anything.
More.
Personally, I wish local sports would try and make something out of what is available that they can get access to. But whatever. I'm not the guy signing checks.
Well, Matt in the chat says, do you want practices and risking players getting injured, Ralph?
No, I just don't want you to call it minicamp. I just don't want you to call it minicamp.
Jason Champagne says, no promises equals you don't end up like San Francisco, which is another injury reference. So, Ralph, I just want to say, whenever these things happen, preseason, training camp, mini camp, you're always like, what's the one rule, Andrew? The no one injuries. Rule is no injuries, right? So, like, if they're not on the field and they're working out and, you know, they're just meeting.
That's fair, but just don't call
sitting in chairs. They're not getting hurt, so you should be happy, Ralph.
Don't call it. That's fine.
Ralph thinks the name minicamp is misleading. He thinks it should be called a soiree,
virtual,
or a get
virtual committee chat bullshit or something.
That is insanely
chaotic.
That is insanely Cariello of you.
I'm just saying it's
getting
it's
mad
annoying.
About semantics.
I am mad. Well, I'm also mad because they brought in Drake Kirkpatrick and they didn't sign him. I wanted so badly. This offseason, Andrew, we've barely had a chance to play the breaking news siren at all. And they brought him in and I got excited and they didn't sign him and I'm disappointed in them. And I want to take out my rage on something. So, fuck their non-minicamp bullshit. It made me mad. What can I say?
Yeah, I got to say, I think the biggest breaking news that we've had maybe all offseason has been Ralph has managed to find the world's smallest fatheads in the history of life.
You got Michael Thomas, Drew, Kamara.
Oh, that's Michael Thomas?
Yeah, it's Michael Thomas.
Is it Michael Thomas? Is it Adrian Arrington? Is it Steve Gleason? One may never know, Thomas.
Woo, I would pay. You know how much money I would pay for an Adrian Arrington fathead to be behind the curtain? Oh, my.
They don't make those.
Yeah, of course that's a curtain because it's like, you know. It's like an object.
It's a flag. You get it at the Saints. It was a giveaway. It was an energy giveaway in like 2012.
Your background has the same production value as my jingle.
we'll get to
this. Who would be so sure about that?
This jingle is. Whew. Thomas was like. Thomas didn't even. Thomas, when I told Thomas yesterday in our production meeting that it was Dave, Thomas laughed for a good 20 seconds uninterrupted. And Thomas is under the weather because he got the second shot. So Thomas wasn't feeling good yesterday and he still laughed for 20 seconds.
My 6-month old nephew has taken dumps bigger than those fat heads.
That's the worst joke I've ever heard.
We are on the Locker Room app every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, talking Saints, talking NFL. It's amazing. You can interact with us, goof it to us. We're having a blast talking Saints live. All you have to do is go download the Locker Room app for free in the iOS App Store. Create a profile, link to your Twitter, and then join the NFL group. Follow me at Saints Happy Hour to be notified when the room goes live. We'll be going live every Wednesday at around 9 o'clock to talk Saints. So do it. Download the Locker Room app today and then join us live every Wednesday at 9 o'clock. Speaking of getting shots, Sam Darnold for the Panthers, Kevin, he did the whole, I'm thinking about it, we'll see, I got to do my quote-unquote own research. I got to look into it. Like, these NFL players, I don't think the ones that haven't gotten the shots, like, they're not prepared for the shitstorm that's going to drop on them when they don't get vaccinated. Like, Sam Darnold, you could see the wheels in his mind starting to turn. Like, he was like, oh, God, I didn't expect all this fire to come at me. Like, these players, they better have a really good answer if they're like, I didn't get vaccinated. Like, Sam Darnold, like, he got clowned, but he's not going to be the last. It's nice that the Carolina's quarterback is not vaccinated and might miss a couple games, though. That could be good.
Is he really that much of a front runner to be the starter?
Oh, yeah. They
got rid of Bridgewater, Kevin.
They got rid of Teddy, and they didn't draft a quarterback. So, yeah, I'd say he's the guy.
Listen, if that's the case, I'm fine hoping he's perfectly healthy both time they play the Saints. I do not fear Sam Darnold in the slightest. If his decision making being an indication, I got no problem with him trying to call the right play against the Saints defense. Because this is a man who clearly he's been unable to demonstrate that he can play football at a professional level, and he clearly has poor decision making skills, obviously. So his ability to understand and read common sense. Yeah, I don't care if he plays against the Saints or not. Fine, play. I hope he does. But this whole athlete's take, you know, not being able to understand things. I mean, shit, there's pro athletes out there that think that questioned whether or not the earth was really flat or not. You had Kyrie Irving doing that.
Yes.
You had some baseball player, I think it was a Red Sox player.
Astros legend Carl Everett didn't believe in the dinosaurs. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. That one. And then I actually just heard Chris Long's talking about a teammate of his, I think, back on the Rams, who didn't believe in dinosaurs but believed in mermaids.
Sounds reasonable.
Wait, mermaids aren't real? I saw Splash. It looked really real to me.
Athletes believing in stupid shit and not believing in things that should be common sense to normal human beings, this isn't new. It's not new. It just so happens that this is the very serious issue going on right now, and you have grown men who have sort of come of age in a time when things are no longer just settled fact. I'm sure that if you get 20 years from now, somehow, I can't even conceive of what it's going to be, but 20 years from now, 30 years from now, when all of us have hairlines like Dave's.
That was cheap.
Hey, Tomas, check the timestamp on this.
Cheap shot.
Thank you. Threw that one right off the backboard, and Thomas comes in with the dunk. There's going to be some, you know, you're going to have some young athlete not believing in something that I can't even conceive of it. I can't even think of something funny to say. But there's going to be some athletes 20 years from now that are going to question something, and it's going to blow everybody's mind.
Here's my question, Dave.
It's going to be mind-bogglingly stupid.
Here's my question, Dave. If Sam Darnold has to miss games because he's not vaccinated, will it be the most we've clowned an NFC South team, not the Falcons? Because I feel like if he misses games because he got the Rona and he's not vaccinated, we will clown him endlessly, especially if he misses the Saints game. Oh my God.
Will we clown him? Will we clown him more than the Tom Brady?
Not knowing the downs?
Or,
ooh, oh, yeah. Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Which one will get clowned more?
I was trying to think of, when Ralph was asking me that question, I was trying to think of other potential front runners for this.
If Darnold misses a game, we get Roughnecks legend PJ Walker at quarterback for the Panthers. That's who it would be.
Look, I'll play devil's advocate a little bit and just say that, you know, one, I don't know whether Darnold's hesitancy to get the vaccine is because he doesn't believe in it, or A, because he doesn't believe in it, or B, because he has concerns about potential side effects or whatever. You know, if it was B, I guess I could respect that a little bit more. I mean, I certainly think the vaccine works. I think where people have a right to question is, you know, technically this was approved for emergency use only by the FDA. It hasn't been around long enough for all the normal trials that they do. I mean, you could say, hey, look, this isn't totally 100% FDA approved, and that concerns me a little bit. You could point to, there was an article, I didn't read the article, I just saw the headline, I guess some young men are having heart issues or whatever. You know, so before I clown Darnold or make fun of Darnold, I would question what his reasoning is behind this decision. But I think if the Panthers really want him to get to take it, they could lie to him and they could say that the vaccine also helps with you. It reduces the amount of ghosts you see on the field when you're playing.
Does it reduce the amount of ghost years you have in your contract too? Because the number of Saints
Matt
players.
Matt says Sam Darnold. Did he get mono from kissing in 2019? Yeah, that's he got. He was, somebody did a graphic because they had the Jets did a graphic with Sam Darnold out because of mono. So everybody does that meme. It says Sam Darnold. It said out because of stupidity or something. I liked it.
I mean, but that's what's funny, like, is if he did miss, in your scenario, if he did miss games because he wasn't vaccinated, it wouldn't even be the first time that he's missed games he's gotten sick with some sort of, semi-serious.
John Zepecki, to his point in the chat, you know, he said his heart is healthy enough to get to take sacks but not take a vaccine. I mean, the dude played for the Jets, for God's sakes. I mean, can you imagine a riskier proposition than that?
CTE is real. And yeah. Darnold might have it.
What possible needle could be a bigger threat to his life than playing for the Jets?
Well, I mean, you know, the funny thing about it is like, you know, you're willing to take your chance not getting a vaccine, but you're willing to take a chance of getting COVID, and who knows what the ramifications of that could be. Some people, even young people, have long-term lingering effects or whatever. So, you know, you're choosing one or the other. So you might as well get vaccinated and hope for the best.
I hope it works out. I hope it works out terribly for him because I want to make jokes and I want to.
Well, of course.
I want to kick the Panthers' heads in. Last thing on the Saints.
Hang on, I got it. The best case scenario. The best case scenario is he fights it, and he fights getting the vaccine. Then he does get vaccinated, and then he plays the Saints like 2 weeks after he gets vaccinated and plays the worst game of his career. And somehow there ends up being a conspiracy theory that getting vaccinated makes you play football worse than you normally do.
Oh, my God.
I'm rooting for absolute. Look, if you're already dumb enough to believe that the fucking vaccine turns you into a magnet, then go ahead and believe that getting vaccinated will make you play football worse. People play football worse.
I love that conspiracy. I love that. And then they can have somebody with a giant spreadsheet and they can say all the quarterbacks that got vaccinated, all their stats are down across the board. And like passing stats are down, and like it's all the top 20 quarterbacks got vaccinated. Kevin, that might be the best thing you've contributed to this podcast in like 6 weeks.
And we'll add more layers to this. If it allows Tom Brady and his whatever guru, you know, pseudoscience doctor, if it allows them to sell magic TB12 juice that can, help repair electrolytes and all this other kind of horse shit, and he manages to make $10 million off of this, fleecing boobs and idiots, both in the professional world and in the everyday world, I'm all for that, too. If you are dumb enough to get fleeced and dumb enough to fall for a grift and dumb enough to believe that you get turned into a magnet, great.
I feel like Darnold would do the same thing.
Can you tell I'm passionate about this issue?
Yeah. I feel like Darnold would do like the same thing John Rahm did last week when he found out like he was exposed or he took COVID, and like then he like immediately went and got his first dose of the vaccine, like that was gonna like cure his COVID.
Reactively fixed.
I feel like I could see Darnold doing that. You know, Darnold hangs out, goes to some party or whatever, gets exposed to COVID. He's worried about that he's gonna get it, and then he goes and gets his first dose of the vaccine, hoping that it's Plan B.
I mean, after what happened to us with Kamara last year, I have zero confidence that it's not going to be the Saints that somehow get this blown up in their face. But I digress. We got a bracket, right?
We do. The one last thing that I want to get to, Andrew, and make it quick. Zach Bond is changing positions from one linebacker to the other. I've always said I hated that pick, but should we be concerned that the Saints are already like, oh, no, Zach Bond, you're going to do something else? Like, should we be concerned that his trajectory and likely to contribute to the Saints is looking less and less likely?
Oh, I don't think that's accurate at all. I think last year he played Sam out of necessity because he was never going to beat out Anzalone or Quan Alexander for playing time. And so the idea with putting him at Sam was that, hey, when we're in base sets in a 4-3, which was pretty rare, right, because they're mostly a nickel, he'll actually be on the field. He'll actually get to play as the third linebacker. And so that was a way for him to get some reps, get some snaps. But now he's competing for Will. I mean, you know, if they're in nickel sets, he's competing to be one of the two guys with DeMario Davis. And so this is a chance for him to start. Now, I don't know that he's going to beat out Pete Werner, you know, whoever else is competing there. Chase Hansen. I always want to call him Chase Thomas.
When you say Hansen, I think of the dude from Catch a Predator. Chris Hansen.
You know, Caden Ellis. I mean, there's other guys that'll be competing for that spot. But, you know, I think the idea here is that Zach Bond has a potential chance to be a starter, and that's why he's being moved there. So I think it's a good thing for him and an opportunity.
All right, we got to get to the bracket. But before we get to the bracket, I want to thank Nick. Nick sent us all beer. Nick, it was great. I drank it. The best thing I can say about it was a dark beer, and I drank it and finished it and didn't hate it. That means if you like dark beers, it's probably great. So, Nick, I want to thank you for sending us all beer. It was amazing. Thanks.
I didn't get mine yet, but I'm looking forward to it. But is it hoppy? He told me it was probably not going to be my favorite. He said it was a little...
It's a little bitter. I don't think...
A little hoppy.
It finishes a little bitter, yeah. But, I mean, if you like that... Yeah, I thought it was... Put it this way. Most dark beers, I can't even finish them. So... Me finishing it is like a seal of approval. So we got to get to the bracket. But before we get to the brackets, I did a horrible job on the intro. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. Rate us, review us, give us 5 stars. If you don't give us any 5 stars, don't give us any stars at all. We had 3,300 downloads Thursday just on podcast alone. Ross Jackson was nice enough to chat with us. So check us out. Subscribe. Support the show. Become a patron. It's amazing. You should do it. All right, Thomas, play this jingle that Dave worked. I don't know if he worked really hard on it or whatever, but it's amazing. But it's amazing. And fire it up for the people. This intro for the Drew Brees bracket's amazing.
We got the Blue Diamond, Yahoo Finance,
this is horrible.
Center, Jimmy Donald, Kevin Hauser, and the best victim leads. But the head of all as a caring payer, it's your worst decision. Bracket.
Why is that quality so terrible? Is that
Dave, did you record this on the Memo app on your iPhone?
No. Why is that quality so terrible? It does not sound like that on my phone.
No, it does, though.
It
really, like, when you sent that to us, it actually might sound slightly better than what it sounded like.
There's got to be a way that I can somehow increase the quality there. That's
Thomas,
not what it sounds like.
Thomas, you compress it and normalize it and bring it up shimmy it.
Get a better microphone and re-record it.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible. No. It sounds
in your bathroom, man. Come on.
Kilobytes to 32?
No. The actual recording sounds way clearer and better than what you just played.
Did you play did you sing and play music into your iPhone?
Yes.
Okay, well
you're not hearing what I can't believe we're talking about this. But you're not hearing what I hear when I play it on my phone, is what I'm saying.
You Dave
solve the problems with aggression.
Dave, you sound like me. You sound
Dave,
like
blame
me.
It all, Ralph.
Dave, you sound like me when a podcast audio file is horrifically bad and I spend like 2 hours trying to fix it. And then I send it to Andrew and I'm like, Andrew, it's not that bad, right? Andrew is like, I don't understand a fucking word of this. How are you posting this? This is an embarrassment. I'm embarrassed. And I'm like, man, I thought it sounded okay.
Yeah, well, we can't. If that's the quality that you've got, we can't keep running. We can't.
Yeah, we can.
Podcast, that,
yes,
no.
we can, and we
on
will.
On this podcast, that's known as Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
That's right.
No, I gotta figure out how to like increase the file size or something. I don't know.
So we gotta
right,
get.
Well, hold on a second, Dave. Do you want to get your phone and play it for us through your phone?
All right. Well, let's. Yeah.
Do you want to test that theory?
All right. Hold on. Be right back.
All right. So now we gotta wait.
Check the timestamp on this.
So now we gotta wait for Dave.
Wait, that was Jonathan McWhorter, by the way. That was his idea in the chat.
Yeah. This man. So now we gotta wait.
We blame him.
So Thomas, should I get to? All right. So Dave is back. So play it on your phone, Dave. Play it for us.
I'm sure it's gonna sound pristine. I mean. I can't wait for the audio.
It's
going to
be like the Beatles remastered with George Martin.
Yeah.
Should we make the bets?
Can you hear that at all?
No.
No.
No. No. Right,
no,
well.
You got to unmute yourself.
No, I'm not. all right. Well, I got to figure out how to get this.
All right. So we'll start the bracket. So let's go.
Round one.
So we got round.
Right.
We continue
this
with
isn't round.
Round
one.
Well, it is. It's continuing.
Oh, yeah.
It's continuation of round one, right?
Right.
So
right,
we got
right.
Number two, Jimmy John's, versus number 15, Drew endorsing Untuckit. Let's start with Jimmy John's. I mean, it's in the land of po' boys, and he's endorsing a sandwich that isn't even as good as Subway. You know,
not even heated. They can't even heat up their sandwiches.
It's the Stanley Jean Baptiste of sandwich shops, in my opinion.
Hold up. Let's not. I mean, maybe not. Like, maybe we can say it's the Kevin Case Fahorn of sandwiches.
Is that any better?
Yeah,
it gets
Thomas
on the field.
Got the
at
best
least.
Food chain. He's got the best food chains of 2018. Where's Jimmy John's? Jimmy John's is ranked
23.
Yeah, I mean that's just above
Michael Jordan's number.
It's just above a food truck.
Even America thinks it's worse than Panda Express.
Yeah,
is Olive Garden on there? Olive Garden's not on there. So this list is respectable.
Well, Olive Garden's not fast food though. Olive Garden's not.
It's
fast
not
fast.
Oh, fast food. Oh,
yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
See, the thing with, you know, so here's the thing, like, Untuckit, all these other endorsements that he has, like, it's kind of passive. You don't see it. It's not in your face. Like, he owns countless Jimmy John's, and he is constantly tweeting about it. There's pictures of him and 700 Jimmy John's employees behind him as he opens a store. Like, he delivers Jimmy John's sandwiches to people, like, surprises them with it. And he's doing this in New Orleans, where po' boys exist. It's so insulting.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever in your life been like, I gotta have a Jimmy John's? No one ever.
And Ralph, and to your point, so I work. My store is literally 5 blocks from his Jimmy John's, the one uptown. And I'll admit that I have eaten there many, many times. Because it's super fast, especially like if I don't want to leave the store, if there's a situation where I don't want to leave the store, I mean, I will admit like their commercials are legit. Like, I would call them, and they would be in my store, I am not kidding, in 6 minutes. On bike, they would have that sandwich made on the bike in my store in, like, 6 minutes, which I have a lot of respect for that. Obviously, it's reasonably priced. And, I mean, it tastes fine. It tastes fine. But I think the point here that, you know, that needs to be hammered home is that, you know, this is New Orleans. Like, Jimmy John's is fine if you're in Iowa or whatever, you know, or if you live in Kansas. But here in New Orleans, yes, we have a lot of better options. But
I live in Charlottesville, Virginia, and we have a Jimmy John's here. I have not gone there once.
Well, as far as Drew Brees is concerned, this Jimmy John's, I'm pretty sure, is doing very well for itself. They seem to always be doing well. And doing a lot of business. So from a business standpoint, it might be his best decision.
Wait, hang on. Boop, 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 boop. Hello, Jimmy John's? Yes, this is Dave. Yeah, look, I can't come in there. I suddenly got a rushed order for 7,500 pink Omega Chi Alpha Tulane hats, shirts, gloves, koozies, and other bric-a-brac and paraphernalia. So
and
I
panties.
Have to stay here at the store. So I'm going to send little Davy Jr. to run down to the store. So can I get a 12-inch Big Vito? Thank you. Oh, and could you toast it? Yes, please. Thank you. Bye.
No, they can't.
The answer is no. They cannot toast it.
And two, don't think I didn't notice that you just ordered a Big Vito. Like, you know exactly what's on the menu, you Jimmy John's loving freak. You closeted Jimmy John's loving freak. You know that a Big Vito is number 7, don't you? Don't you, you son of a bitch?
Wait, you know it's a 7?
Problems with aggression.
No, I think,
Hang on. If I find out it's a number 7, your joke just bounces back on me.
I know.
That's some sons of bullets
that was,
right there.
Check the timestamp on this.
No, it doesn't, because I admitted that I have eaten there many times. I make no bones about it.
Andrew, our ad guy, he needs to work extra hard and get us Jimmy John's endorsement so that I have to read Jimmy John's copy and this previous 8 minutes.
Not after they find out we're running this bracket.
No.
All right, so let's talk about Untuck It for a minute here.
Untuck It's pretty – it's sneaky terrible. Like – Untuck
It's sneaky terrible, yeah.
It was, like, popular for, like – I feel like there was a moment where, like, every sporting event I watched on ESPN, they were running, like, 10 Untuck It shirts. Is there nothing –
It really went downhill after they had Matt Lauer as their –
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
I'm kidding. They did not have Matt Lauer.
They didn't?
As their
The saving grace of Untuck It – is that at least it's not the shirt he wore when he signed the contract.
No. It looked bad. I mean.
No, he looks way better in this shirt.
But, Kevin, that's a good question. Is there nothing that Drew Brees wouldn't endorse? Like, I feel like Untuck It proves that he'll endorse just about anything. Like, if the stack of money's high enough, he will run a commercial for it.
Man, I'm not – nope. Nope, I just had a real good joke, and I'm not gonna do
and
it.
I will say this, Thomas, in his research, he stumbled upon all these, like, I don't know what you call them, like photo shoots that Drew Brees has done with his PR firm, and they're real photos of Drew Brees wearing all these weird costumes. I thought he had photoshopped something that's going to come up in a minute. But it's amazing. But I have to say, voting this, like, I want to vote on Tuck It just to be ornery and against the grain. But Jimmy John's in the land of po' boys, it's terrible. So yeah,
agreed. Same here,
Dave.
Agreed.
I'm going Jimmy John's.
I'm gonna be contrarian. I'm gonna go with Untuck It.
God damn it, Dave! Kevin, what are you gonna go? Jimmy John's?
Jimmy John's.
Damn it, Dave. If you'd have gone Jimmy John's, I could have played this.
Flawless victory.
But I can't because it's 3-1. You
put
son
me
of a bitch.
It, Ralph.
You son
put
of a
bitch.
That was Mortal Kombat, right?
Yeah. So, no, you son of a bitch.
Flawless
so, Thomas,
victory.
Thomas, what did the people say? I think the people got a little weird with this
the
too.
People
what
said Jimmy John's.
But it was close.
Not by as much as you think. Yeah, yeah. About a third, like, Untucket. Wow. Yeah.
So let's continue. Let's continue through.
Round one.
Let's continue. You know, we'll continue. Jimmy Johns is the winner. We got to go on to the next one. Now, this next one is, I think, this one of these seeds here has a chance to win the whole thing. We got number 7, film credits with Kevin Hauser, versus number 10, Thinking of Investing in Jazzland.
Well, he's one of the two finalists. His group with Demario Davis is one of the two finalists win the contract for Jazzland.
For Jazzland. But let's I just want to take a minute. Applaud Thomas for this graphic. Yeah. Look at this graphic.
I gotta say real quick, if you're listening right now on a podcast, or if you're just listening to the audio of this, you really need to get on YouTube and watch the replay of the show and watch these graphics, because Thomas did a phenomenal job, and this stuff's hilarious.
Going a little bit overboard with the cartoon bubbles. I like them, though. Trust me, yeah. I'm a long snapper. Let's start with the Kevin Hauser film credits, because, Kevin, this is a long time ago, and I think people forget about, like, how bad that went. And the thing with the Kevin Hauser thing is, they got him up out of that locker room, because it wasn't just Breeze that, like, went bad. It went bad with Peyton and, like, I think, like, 4 or 5 players. And, like, they got him up out of there, and he was a good long snapper for the Saints. And they're like, dude, we got to get you up out of here, because this scam with these film credits you're running, it's got to go.
Yeah. This one is going to have my vote because, one, Drew hasn't been selected to get the Jazzland property, and we don't even know. And so we don't even know how that's going to turn out. Even if he does get awarded it, we don't know how that investment is going to turn out. Like, obviously, yes, we all think it's going to bomb, and it might very well bomb, but we don't fully know. Like, there is no period at the end of the sentence. The Kevin Hauser thing, we know exactly what happened. We know what the outcome was. And Drew got fleeced.
This is shocking that Jeremy Shockey also got fleeced in that.
Yeah, I forgot. I forgot that David Patton and Jeremy Shockey were also in on that. I totally
John Payton as well. Yeah.
Well, I remembered Sean Payton, but I didn't remember.
I mean,
seriously, when you fleece the Shockmeister,
yeah,
you need to sleep with one eye open.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the reason why they had to get him out of there. It was because of Shockey. And we're like, Shockey's gonna fucking kill this guy.
Is it? It's drafting
and then pound tall boys.
Is trusting Kevin Hauser, is that drafting Jonathan Sullivan level bad, Andrew?
It is. I mean, you know, the thing that's crazy is Hauser predated all those guys.
That's right.
You know, he started with the Saints. He was on the Hakeem Drops the Ball team in 2000. You know, so he was part of that team that won the first ever playoff game. And, you know, he played 9 years for the Saints. So I won't say he was a legend, because no one really cares about a long snapper, but Hauser was, you know, known and liked amongst fans because he was with the team for a long time. And, you know, he was becoming like a veteran, and he was smart with money and always kind of investing in stuff. And so he had the ear of a lot of his teammates. Interestingly enough, he also went to Ohio State, which, you know, obviously a lot of Saints players go there, but Ohio State University. But so, yeah, he's in the ear of all his teammates in the locker room, and they're all kind of investing various amounts of money with him, thinking, oh, yeah, Kevin Hauser's the smart guy. He knows what he's doing with money. He's going to get me some tax credits. And he hosed them all. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Just FYI,
that is the worst idea.
All lawsuits have since been settled out of court.
You know, I got to say, between Hauser and the Diamonds, like, this is all adding up to Drew Brees being insanely gullible.
He'll be doing reverse mortgages in about 35 years.
I mean, once we get to the
he's
final four,
he's gonna replace Tom Selleck.
I mean, once we get to the final four, I think it's gonna be this. I think it's gonna be the tax credits. I think you're gonna have Advocare. You're gonna have the Blue Diamonds, and you're gonna have something else. And you're gonna be like, God, just those four things alone, my God.
Don't downplay the shirt.
We'll see. I mean, I'm going film credits here. Kevin, who you got here?
Well, hold on. We got another graphic to look at, right?
Oh.
What's the other? I can't even remember what the other thing is.
Well, yeah, we got
Jazzland.
Yeah,
right.
It's the Disneyland of New Orleans East.
Well, for those people that don't know, Jazzland was an amusement park that was out in New Orleans East that has been totally abandoned since Katrina.
Yeah.
Drew and DeMario Davis and whatever group they've put together are one of two finalists to get the opportunity to take over Jazzland and redo it and turn it into whatever. You know, the other group, I think they want to turn it into a water park. And I think Drew Brees' group, they want to turn it into something, you know, I hate to say boring, like I'm, you know, some asshole. I mean, I think it's going to supposed to, like, do some good for the community, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what they want to do.
You are definitely some asshole.
Yeah, well, whatever. I just want to go down a slide. A water slide.
Thing is, though, man, like, I don't know.
We don't have anything like that in this area.
I mean, they've had things. Didn't they have something in New Orleans before, like a water park? Well, Blue Bayou is Baton Rouge.
Yeah, Blue Bayou off Highland Road there.
Yeah, it's by.
That's Dunzo, isn't it?
No, it's still there.
Still there.
I mean, I'm going to say the Kevin Hauser is an underrated one, Kevin, to win the whole thing. Like,
I think it's seated too low.
It was poor job by the committee. The committee is Andrew, by the way.
Are you sure? look at the fan vote.
Yeah, the fan vote on this.
What's
this
the
one?
Fan vote? Wow.
The fan vote. They voted Jazzland strong.
I don't get them
because people just remember
probably
Jazzland.
Because they don't. Yeah, our fan. Some of our listeners don't even know who Kevin Hauser was.
Yeah, and
well,
also
you know
too,
what, fans. I'm sorry, Jazzland's but you're
too.
Wrong. I'm pulling rank here, and I'm
agree.
Going Kevin Hauser.
I'm going Kevin Hauser.
Yeah. I'm going Kevin Hauser too. Kevin, what do you got?
Clean sweep. Flawless victory. Is it a flawless victory if the fans vote for Jazzland though?
It is.
They don't count.
Because the fans only count in case of a tie.
Trust me, I'm a long snapper.
I like how he's got the shirt unbuttoned with the two thumbs up. I mean, that's just.
He really looked like Sack from Wedding Singer.
He kind of does. So the next one is not really a fair matchup because you got number 3, Advocare, number 14, Surge Entertainment Centers, but. This might not be a strong matchup.
Oh, I like how Thomas has the Advocare logo on a pyramid.
Yeah, and that the thing that's great is the picture with Drew Brees dressed as Uncle Sam. Thomas told me yesterday, he's like, Ralph, that is not – I did not Photoshop that. I said, Thomas, this amazing Photoshop work. He's like, no, I did not Photoshop that. That is a real Drew Brees photo. He did that. And Thomas, like, found this archive of Drew Brees in all these goddamn costumes. Like, Drew Brees really put that on for whatever reason and like, pointed at people. Like, that's just incredible. So you got Advocare. Advocare is weird. It's a direct marketing, fitness, I don't know, whatever. But, like, the thing that's weird, Dave,
it's
like
a Ponzi scheme.
It's a Ponzi scheme, but, like, Drew Brees is, like, all in and is, like, proud and, like, goes to, like, the Advocare, I don't know, like, the Lollapalooza of Advocare and, like, speaks and, like, he's, like, 100% committed to, like, Advocare and their products. But it's still a goddamn pyramid scheme is what it is.
It is. It was determined by the U.S. Federal Trade Commission to be operating a pyramid scheme.
And Kevin, not to be overly political, but, like,
Drew Brees is endorsing and investing in a legit pyramid scheme, and that gets crickets. But Yahoo Finance burned the man's credibility to the ground. But like AdvoCare, like no one cares. Like no one cares that he's like involved in a pyramid
scheme. Wait, the Yahoo, hang on. Hold on. The Yahoo Finance thing is the interview, right?
Yeah.
That's not Yahoo Finance burning the man's career to the ground. That's Drew Brees tripping over the wire in the obstacle course and or tripping on the wire out in the field and falling on a fucking landmine himself. That's Yahoo Finance didn't spring some fucking trap on him. They literally were like, here's this very low bar for you to clear. And he managed to trip over it and hit every fucking rake he could on the way down, and then proceeded to hit more rakes when he tried to get up and correct it. And basically had to be told by his own fucking teammates, shut the fuck up. So let's not compare AdvoCare to that right now.
I just feel like, but AdvoCare is like, you're literally, AdvoCare, if you're running a pyramid scheme, you're scamming people out of money. Like, that's pretty freaking bad.
I literally have a number here. ESPN said that of the 517,666 AdvoCare distributors, only 2,806 made more than $10,000 in 2014, and only 318 made more than $100,000.
That's pretty bad. I mean, we get more podcast downloads on a Saturday than that.
You know what's interesting with AdvoCare is clearly Drew Brees has been watching Mickey Loomis operate the salary cap for a long time. And so I think his interest in pyramid schemes is evident based on, you know, his environment. So maybe we should be blaming Loomis for this.
Before we get
I mean, I guess, yeah, that's true because, they're kind of, I guess, that with AdvoCare, they're like ghost sales. I mean, really, I guess.
right.
Yeah.
What's more impressive?
It's borrowing money now, assuming you're going to get more in the future. Right.
Yeah. What's more impressive? Thomas getting us number one in Malta or his Drew Brees AdvoCare graphic in the bracket? It's a push. It's a
push.
It's strong. The thing about the Surge Entertainment Centers, I mean, it's bad. It's a bad idea, but it's only kind of a bad idea, I guess, because like with the pandemic, it seems like a bad idea. But it's like in Lafayette, like if you're going to put like family entertainment centers in Louisiana, like, wouldn't you think of like New Orleans, Baton Rouge, other places to start? Not necessarily like Lafayette.
Well, we already have, we had Sector 6, and we have, we've got two or three of these places already around.
I got to be honest, guys. I have no idea what Surge Entertainment Center is.
It's like a family.
It's like a trampoline. It's like a trampoline. Isn't it like a trampoline park thing?
It's like a trampoline park or like...
they've got all these trampolines.
Urban Air. It's a national
chain. You guys are telling me that this thing made this tournament over the Family First deal?
Yeah.
Well, we just forgot the Family First deal.
We just forgot about Family First.
And I mean, the Family First deal should have definitely been...
The seating committee fucked this up.
I feel like Family First should have...
Andrew's the seating committee.
Andrew's calling himself out. You're...
I seeded what was given as candidates. I was not given Family First as a candidate.
Surge Entertainment Center, its RPI was like 75. Like, it didn't play good out of conference. It didn't have strong strength of schedule.
What was his RAS score?
Yeah, his RAS score was poor. Surge Entertainment Center was bad.
Family First is one of those candidates that got completely jobbed for making the tournament, grossly unfairly treated, and then goes on to blow everyone out and win the NIT, you know.
Family First is in the Drew Brees not quite the worst bracket. It's the number one seed. So this one, like AdvoCare could win the whole thing, depending on our mood and how we vote and things. Like, that's my vote. So Andrew, who you got in this?
AdvoCare.
Kevin? Advocare.
Flawless victory.
Thomas, that was a great idea by you, the flawless victory soundbite. I love it.
Can we get 84%?
Can we get Scorpion or whatever the Mortal Kombat? Can we get video of him like ripping the guy's heart out and holding it up in the air?
That was Sub-Zero.
Okay, whatever.
So, I mean, it's playing to form this tournament so far. But the one thing I will say is the fans, they went Jazzland. But I just feel like Jazzland is more recent and people feel like that is just such a bad idea to try to redo Jazzland in the East. But as we continue with
round one,
we got the last one. Number six, Hair Plugs versus one of my favorite of Drew Brees's.
Yeah, hold on. We got people in the chat. Okay, Kevin, you're wrong. It was not Sub-Zero. It was Kano. How do you pronounce it?
Kano.
Yeah, Kano.
Yeah, a combat sucks anyway. Who cares?
My nerd credibility. God damn. Wow. Well done, everyone.
Joshua says
so. This picture, for those of you that can't see this again, we got a lot of listeners and non-viewers here. So if you're not on YouTube right now, what you're listening to us, but what you're not seeing is a picture of Dave Cariello with a birthmark on his face as the before, birthmark. And then. Actual Drew Brees after picture with his hair plug
and some sort of shampoo, the Holy Grail with a fleur de lis in the middle.
It says Holy Grow, right?
Holy Grow,
Holy Grow.
So, and then
you could outdo the Advocare pyramid, but alas, here we are.
And then you got the Cam-Am spider endorsement, which is just. I think it's one of his really.
I don't understand. Let's start with that one because I don't understand that. Like, who is Can-Am trying to appeal here with Drew Brees on one of these things? Like,
is that not a Photoshop either? That's legit.
Yeah. Who drives these spiders? Who are the clientele for these spiders?
With the phone.
With the phone, yeah.
Maybe he was the cheapest. You know,
I've never seen anybody on the road with one of these things.
They have two people on my block with them. Two people.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. The guy next door.
Where do you live, Ralph?
I live in Pearland, man. My kid thinks the Can-Am things are the
serious?
I am serious. The dude next door has a red one. The dude down the street has a yellow one.
Who are these people?
I don't know.
Do they share any similarities at all?
One of them is an old man in his 60s with a goatee, and the other one my friend, my next door neighbor John.
My friend John,
and so they're nothing alike. Wow. The two on my blog.
All right, I have an ESPN article from May of 2014. Drew Brees' NFL contract forbids him from riding one. They interviewed Drew at the time. We knew the restrictions from the beginning, as did Can-Am. Ultimately, because I can't ride it now, doesn't mean I won't someday. The first chance I have to ride it on a closed course, you can bet I'll take advantage. Mm. Well, yeah, Drew, you now have time to ride that Can-Am spider.
Can we get an update on that? How'd that ride go, Drew?
Yeah. You know, the Happy Hour account should tweet at Drew Brees and ask him if he's enjoying his Can-Am spider now that he's retired.
Well, that was part of they even mixed it in the ad campaign, right? They were like,
I'm really starting to believe that Drew Brees will endorse anything.
He will endorse anything
for a buck.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at these hair plugs. So, what are we thinking here?
I mean, the hair plug. We need
Thomas to introduce this for us.
I feel like I can't vote in this one because I'm like a part of it.
I mean,
yes, you can.
He's got to ease into that look, man. I mean, he just went from completely bald to like having hair on Ellen. It was jarring. The only thing that was more jarring was Cy Sperling Hair Club for Men, man.
I never knew his name. How did you guys know his name?
I'm Cy Sperling. I'm not just the president of Hair Club for Men. I'm also a client, man. That was like
that commercial 90s. Was ubiquitous, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Breeze's hair, I mean, you know, he's getting into showbiz. Yeah. He's going to be announcing on NBC. And so, you know, he needs the Marv Albert treatment. You know, he needs to have a little hair on his head. You know, so I get it.
I mean, it's just jarring is all with the hair.
Well, here you go. Look, Ralph's already voted because the F that is on
in
Drew's
the past
is more embarrassing than those blue diamonds he bought from some dude.
I said what I said.
So if they go up against each other, if the blue diamonds and the hair goes up against each other, Ralph has to vote for the hair.
Spoiler alert.
I have to. Yeah. I mean, so there you go. I'm voting hair. Like the hair is just. It's just
We got to see the graphic for the other thing.
That's right.
We already did.
Ralph, you're jumping the gun, man.
Well, yeah. We started with the Can-Am spider.
We can't. Dave totally discombobulated Thomas. He started with Can-Am.
It's fine.
Here we go.
It's 50% car, 50% motorcycle, 100% stupid.
That's right.
It's the ultimate toy for your midlife crisis.
It really is.
Well, Drew is tired now, so midlife is hitting him hard. He's probably did you guys notice that right after he retired, he was what was he doing? It was like some sort of surf thing, motorized surfing. Did you guys see this?
Yeah, I saw it.
I didn't.
Anyway.
Well, okay, so the spider has three wheels, right? So nobody that's like really into motorcycles, like no Harley guy would ever be caught dead on one of these things, right?
No.
It's the motorcycle for people that don't trust themselves on motorcycles. This is like me when I go to Olive Garden.
This is nerds like us.
Yeah, it's like a bourbon guy drinking.
Hard.
It's like a bourbon guy drinking Jim Beam. You know.
Not even that. I don't think it'd be like a bourbon guy drinking one of those prepackaged Jack and Cokes. Is what it would be.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
wouldn't have shown the vote.
Which Ralph does. That's right.
No, I don't drink prepackaged. I don't drink prepackaged Cola and Coke. I make it myself at least because I gotta have the honey bourbon in it. I can't. They don't make the honey bourbon prepackaged
with
one.
Cherry Coke.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm voting hair plugs.
Yeah, I'm voting hair plugs as well.
I'm voting motorcycle.
Oh, good. Uh-oh.
Not a motorcycle.
I think I'm voting motorcycle,
and
too.
Spider.
Oh, my.
I'm going spider, yeah.
Oh, my God, Thomas.
The fan votes 58% for hair plugs. So.
Thomas,
by the way, you know that
you know
what the difference between a comma and a decimal is, right, Thomas?
My dad in the chat.
What do you mean?
My dad, he sold me because he says the Can-Am spider is made by made in Canada. It's a Canadian product.
Drenched in maple syrup.
You can never trust a country that has bacon like that. You know.
You mean ham.
Right. They claim ham is bacon.
Joshua in the chat reminded us that Joe Buck had an addiction to hair plug surgery, and it almost like cost him his career because they did some sort of surgery with his hair, and it messed up his voice.
What? Really?
Yeah, really. I had forgotten. Thanks to Joshua for mentioning that in the chat. So, Drew, if he keeps wanting to like upgrade the hair, maybe it might ruin his broadcast career. So that's another reason to go hair plugs. But hair plugs win.
See, guys, this is why you vote. You can make a difference in this bracket right there.
That's right.
Job spoken.
I've been forgetting.
But Thomas, going back to what I was saying earlier, when you do the percentages, you have 58.7%, except instead of a point, a decimal, you're using a comma.
That's a European thing, Dave.
Dave, you're just mad at Thomas because that graphic with Drew Brees with the birthmark and you being on the graphic. That's all you are. Don't take his shit,
look,
Thomas.
You delivered an audio clip that was barely hearable.
Recorded
from some app that is probably now obsolete on the iPhone because it got so many bad reviews.
They probably got your bank account number.
Thomas is delivering this masterpiece, so you know, let's not throw any shade here. Let's not be throwing stones out of a glass house, you know?
Solve your problems with aggression.
That's my new favorite soundbite.
Really,
I've got to find a way to get you this. It does not sound that bad. Even when we gave you the opportunity to play it on your phone through your mic. What kind of quality is that going to be? I mean, playing it from like,
I thought you said it was crystal clear on your phone.
Thomas,
it
play,
is.
Let's play it again.
On my microphone.
Play it again
no,
so we
not
can
play it again. It's terrible. It's
play it
terrible.
Again so we can enjoy it.
Yeah,
it
play,
on
yeah, play that. Can play you it play that abomination again?
No, please don't.
We got the Blue Diamonds, Yahoo Finance, Surge Entertainment Center, Jimmy Donald, Kevin Hauser, and the Ben Nixon. But the Halo Mall as a care payer, we do our decision bracket.
It's got a little.
I love the little, you know.
You
love the little Law and Order, the little yeah. Law and Order intro guitar riff at the end. That's great.
I like got the little guitar thing at the end, like, hey, everyone, I know how to play guitar.
It's got a lot of 1-800-BARTENDER energy, too.
Yeah, it does.
It really does.
It's 1-800-BARTENDER. That's the song. I stole the song. because once I discovered the whole – that I could turn End of Sex on a Beach into Vasectomy, I had to keep going with it. I couldn't quit on it after that.
So, before we get to questions, people, if you want me to get a pie in the face, you got to get us to 350 patrons by week one of the Saints preseason. Yeah. We ain't even
Yannick,
near that. We're going back.
Yannick Mack in the chat says, I will say the sound quality is on brand with Drew Brees' decisions.
it's perfectly on brand. See, we are 65 patrons away from me getting a Raspberry Pi in the face. Get on it. We know a ton of you people are listening. We're breaking records listens. So sign up, support the show. And if you listen on the free version and you hate the ads, patrons never have a fucking ad ever. Just say
ever.
Ever. So Thomas, fire up the question music and let's answer some viewer mail if we have it.
I like the Ralph guns.
I like it too.
Finger guns.
We're trying to set up a live event for the fall. Somebody needs to dress up in the Morton and Brian Hansen short shorts and come to the live stream.
Yeah.
Like from the album cover.
Yeah. Maybe I can convince Sally, me and her can go as Brian Hansen and Morton Anderson. So
yeah, we'll try to December. We'll try to do that in December at Port Orleans.
That's right. We're trying to. So Thomas,
cool.
Let's go.
What next?
Okay, so for this show we have just one question.
What?
It better be Butterich.
I didn't even ask.
Ralph forgot to post the tweet on the Twitter.
That makes question. Sense.
There.
That makes sense.
It's all good.
That's not going to stop Matt from asking a question.
No, it never does.
Exactly. So the one and only question comes from Budrich. Which would be more likely, Zach Bond getting 80-plus tackles and 3.5 sacks, or Adam Big Fish Troutman getting 60-plus receptions and 8 touchdowns?
Troutman, 100%. Everybody can answer since we only got one question. I mean, Mr. Jessica Simpson caught 48 passes. So, I mean, yeah. Troutman.
Ralph loves that joke.
I love that joke. I'm going to run into the ground. It's true.
Yeah.
That's the worst joke I've ever heard. Zach Bond isn't sniffing 80-plus tackles and 3.5 sacks.
Yeah. You know, it almost makes me want to vomit. Yeah, it's Troutman, man. Troutman is a starter. He actually has a chance to, you know, have big games with big stats. And Bond is not going to see the field, you know, unless there's injuries or something. So,
well, since we only had one question, I have a question for Kevin. Kevin, how's the love life?
Love update?
Love update. Oh, yeah. Give us a love update.
Oh, that's right.
How's the doc?
The doctor will see you now.
Well, she hasn't been able to see me for like the last... We haven't been able to see each other for the last 2 weeks because she's been on call on the weekends. She's had to be on call either in the hospital or like has to... She's been called in and has been racing around. So haven't been able to see each other.
Right, that's texting.
So,
she's been telling you.
So the prognosis is not good.
No. Prognosis is actually good. She messaged me last night and asked me if I would go make sure that her front door was locked because she was in such a rush because like she was she went to the store or something, got called in on a call and was afraid that she didn't lock her front door. So
that sounds like something you would ask a friend to do. It sounds like you've been friend-zoned.
No. Yeah.
Don't take that from Dave. Dave is just salty because of Thomas's bracket.
Yeah, listen.
Salty at Kevin.
You're going to need to eat more candy to balance out the saltiness you're feeling right now, Dave.
Dave is so hungry, he's eating his freaking microphone. He's literally so hungry. He has no snacks in front of him, so he's like, this wire.
Right.
I'm going to have to do the trick.
She gave me her alarm code in case, like, she was like, if the front door is open, I need you. I'm going to have you to turn the alarm off. And then so that way you can lock the door and then get out behind you or whatever. So, no, that's a good sign. Anybody that's willing to give you their alarm code.
Yeah.
I think is a good sign of trust.
Yeah, it is.
As a friend.
You got to check if it still works. If it hasn't been changed.
Hey,
since.
Listen.
So
listen.
What's the prescription?
She keeps telling me she loves me, so I must be doing something right.
There you go.
Yeah, we love you too, Kevin.
Put that in your bald head and smoke it, Dave.
First of all, Kevin, that was the lead. Why didn't you just, when Ralph asked you to give me a love update, why didn't you just say that and then end it? We had to hear the whole story about the coat.
I know.
Well, it would have gotten done a lot sooner if you weren't like, oh, yeah, that sounds like something a friend would say to a friend. I'm going to chew on my microphone.
Kevin, does she... So I know that you haven't seen each other for 2 weeks, but you're saying that that's not a reason for concern.
No, not at all.
Okay.
No. So that's good. Okay. So speaking of locks, just real quick before we get
out of here. Hold on. Yeah. Has she listened to the show? I know she knows about the existence of the show. Does she know that we talk about her?
I don't think she's listened to the show.
Yeah, she's going to come
on. Hey, Tomas, check the timestamp on this.
Have you told her that we discuss her at length? Pretty much every time you're on here.
Like, what would she do if she heard this episode?
Yeah. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
It'd be that, Dave. That's what it would be.
I don't know. I don't know how she would react. I mean, I assume she would get a minor kick out of it.
Yeah. So
you need to shoot your dick off.
Well, thanks for doing that, Thomas. I was worried we were going to go through a whole show without hearing that.
No, we can't. Got to keep the streak alive like Cal Ripken, consecutive game streak with the shoot your dick off audio. So I love the bracket episodes because the show goes off the rails. And it's always better when everyone is here. The Drew Brees worst decision record. It's going better than I even imagined. Thanks to everybody for joining us on the live stream. Support.
Not yet, Ralph. You forgot about something.
What did I forget about?
Go to your rundown.
I forgot about what?
Hashtag.
Oh yeah,
on
yeah.
Brand.
No, the Traquan Smith bet with Andrew. Andrew's got a trick.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a bet he made with Budrich on the locker room app where if Traquan Smith gets 1,000 yards, Andrew is going to wear a Traquan Smith jersey on this podcast on the live stream for a year. So I am
better catch some balls, Quan.
I mean, I'm a huge Traquan Smith fan now. I mean, Thomas, we may need to task you every week during the season. We all have to have a Traquan Smith graphic. It'll be like
yardage,
like a yardage graphic, and you can have it. It can be like the Major League episode where they rip the piece of the every time they won a game, they rip a piece off of her, the owner who they hate. But Andrew, it could be the opposite.
Brilliant.
Every time Traquan gets closer to catching, like another piece of the jersey can go on Andrew. I like that.
No. We're taking it off. We're photoshopping Andrew's face onto like a male Chippendale stripper. And then we're going to put the jersey over it. And then as we get closer, we're going to peel the pieces off to reveal Andrew in a Speedo.
Beautiful. That'll be the
best. And you're going to be next to him.
It'll be next.
Sure. That's fine.
Perfect.
I love it. That's a great. So thanks,
Can
Thomas.
You keep the birthmark on Dave's face?
I guess. Yeah. I would have it no other
I
way.
I wonder if somebody would notice it, the birthmark.
My mom.
So you need for the pre-show, Thomas, you need the Andrew reaction gif and the Dave picture of him with the birthmark. Those should be in the pre-show, the clock countdown. Those should always be on the graphic. So Thomas jumped in and corrected me. I almost forgot the Traquan Smith bet to remind people. But thanks for the show, everybody. It always goes off the rails with the bracket, but it's fun. And other Saints podcast, they were talking to you about mini camp, which didn't even really happen. It's just virtual fucking meetings. We are doing important Saints news, like talking about Drew Brees endorsing not really a motorcycle. So for Andrew, for Kevin, for Dave, for Thomas running the show back in Poland like a champ, even though he's recovering from the second shot of whatever vaccine Europeans get. Thomas, amazing job as always. Thanks to everybody in the live stream. Until next week, remember, kids, don't shoot your dick off, and the bar is closed.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.